what was the feeling after the first album? You guys got such a good reception from the first album. So, like, what were the things that you were looking to accomplish with White Bear?
I'm not sure, really. I think, you know, it was great that the first album was so well received, because when we recorded that first album, we initially it wasn't even intended to be an album. It was a demo, really. We wanted to go into the studio and record something, and we did. We booked 4 days into the studio and ended up recording all the material that we had in that 4 days, which first of all went out as an EP, and then we were signed, and then it went out as an album, and you know, and it was well received, which was great. And you know, it was very much we went into the studio, we had the stuff written, we were all in the room at the same time, we recorded straight to tape, the one reel of tape, which we just recorded over and over. Once we had our take, then we sort of stick it into Pro Tools. But so the second album, you know, there was probably a bit more thought behind it. We didn't want to just do the same again, although the way we recorded it was similar. We were in the room together. It was still very much live. But I think we had maybe a better idea of how we wanted it to sound. There was a bit more thought put into, you know, the final sound of it, and maybe a bit more production was involved. We wanted to sort of move forward slightly. I'd say that this second album is slightly more contemporary sounding than the first album. And I think it's the material itself is probably slightly different, because at that stage we were playing bigger venues, and a lot of the material was written in sound checks in a venue, as opposed to sitting in someone's living room at home. And yeah. I think that probably dictated the sound of the album as well. It's a bit bigger, it's a bit more bombastic. But again, you know, you never really know what you're going to get until you come out the other end.